Dragon's Eye by Anne McCaffrey. Copyright 1996 by Anne McCaffrey and performance copyright 1997 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. This book is most respectfully dedicated to Dieter Klissmann, who sorts out my various computers and never fails to answer my pleas for help. Acknowledgements. The Dragon Riders of Pern series has become more and more complex, so, to keep me on the right path, I have called upon the services of several devoted fans and readers. In this case, Maryland and Harry Ulm, Faye Ann Reynolds, Bunny Haggerty in the New Orleans group for continuity, common sense, and critical analysis, and Maggie D. Shepley for teacher speak. Harry, once again, has used his naval engineering background to supply required technical details. I am, as ever, deeply indebted to these folks, for despite masses of lists and records, I can still put in essentials that a new reader might not understand without a brief explanatory phrase. And for these insights, I acknowledge my long-suffering editor, Shelley Shapiro. The finger points to an eye blood red. Alert the weirs to sear the thread. From Dragonflight. Dragon's Eye. Prologue. Rukbat, in the Sagittarian sector, was a golden G-type star. It had five planets, two asteroid belts, and a stray planet it had attracted and held in recent millennia. When men first settled on Rukbat's third planet and called it Pern, they had taken little notice of the stranger planet, swinging around its adopted primary in a wildly erratic orbit, until the desperate path of the wanderer brought it close to its stepsister at perihelion. When such aspects were harmonious and not distorted by conjunctions with other planets in the system.